Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, that first period, I know your team tries to get something going there in the first. Mercyhurst was relentless, though. What was it about that team in that first period that they were able to control the puck so much in the offensive zone?
Well, they certainly came out with a lot of jump, Kelly. They got pucks deep and were extremely aggressive. They had two forwards hard on the puck. Their D were pinching. And we were just a little bit slow, and the combination, obviously, is what you saw. They just had a lot of zone time. They were getting, throwing pucks at the net. And it was just a combination of us standing and watching and them moving. So certainly, credit them. They came hard. We talked about the fact they had not played in a couple weeks, so they were either going to come out with a lot of jump or maybe they're going to be a little rusty. But I thought they kept it simple. They didn't try to do anything fancy. They just got pucks deep and were extremely aggressive. So, but I credit our group. We talked about it between periods, and they had 16 shots in the first, and I think they had 11 the rest of the game. So we played much better in the second and third period.
Despite that first period, I know Lauren Bench came up with shutout periods of hockey there in the first two, going 20 of 20, holding off Mercyhurst. She set a new record of scoreless minutes at 161 minutes and 32 seconds, but it's tough to celebrate those kind of records when you come out on the losing end, isn't it?
It is, but certainly credit Lauren. You look at the history of the goalies at Bemidji State and to set a record like that, that's quite an accomplishment. So. It's hard to win when you don't score. And I think that was the sixth time that we've been held off the score sheet. And we just got to stay with it. We've talked many times about our ability to. We have players that can put the puck in the net. Again, watching back, we had some tremendous chances. We had a lot of great A's, a lot of flurries around the net. And it was one of those nights where combination their goalie came up big, and us misfiring here at the wrong time or. A lot of times you'll get in a situation when you're shooting when you should pass, you pass when you should shoot, and that was kind of the funk we were in last night. But again, all we can look at is our effort and going out there and competing, and I thought we were really, really good at that in the second and third, and unfortunately nothing to show for it.
Taking a look at special teams from last night, your penalty kill, now 19 consecutive kills for your penalty killers. What makes them so good?
Well, again, like we talked last night, starts with goaltending. Goalies always have to be your best penalty killer, and then they just go out and work hard. They know what they're doing. We have a pretty good idea in terms of what our opponents are trying to do on the power play, and then we want to try to take away what they're trying to do, and so it's a combination of the players that are involved knowing their roles and working extremely hard and just being coached in terms of how we want to kill, and then those players go on executing.
Your power play went 0-for-5. You had a 5-on-3 opportunity. What needed to be done better to gain puck control on that 5-on-3?
Well, I thought we were trying to force pucks too many times. On the 5-on-3, we have the puck behind the net, and instead of taking one more step to make a direct pass to a teammate, you're trying to throw a sauce pass over a stick, and it's 5-on-3, and you don't need to do that. And of course, they knock it down, and they fire the puck the length of the ice, and now you're spending 30 seconds going to retrieve it. So just little things like that. And I thought we were trying to force the puck into the slot area through three players. On too many occasions, and I thought there was too many occasions when the puck went from our stick to their stick. And again, it's math. We have five, they have four. Move your feet, move yourselves. You should be able to make direct passes. We did have some chances. We got some quality shots. Heather Olson had a great shot from the point with traffic, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for just simple plays, getting pucks to the net. We may make a tweak in terms of just how we line up our personnel. We'll see if that makes a difference.
One thing that kind of gets overlooked by the casual hockey fan are faceoffs and those stats. But last night they beat you on the faceoff dot. How important are those faceoffs?
Oh, huge. They killed us in the first period. That goes back to that first period. That's the first battle of the shift. And when you lose it, now you're playing defense. It's all about possession. When you lose a draw, your opponent has the puck. And we lost way too many faceoffs in the first period. Particularly the important ones, offensive zone, defensive zone. I mean, they're all important, but obviously you're putting a lot of pressure on your team when you lose draws cleanly in the defensive zone. But again, that was an area we got much better at in the second and third. The numbers improved. In terms of I think we were 5 out of 6 had 1-5, lost 16 in the first period, and after the second period it was almost 50-50. I think they had a little better job in the third. But it's obviously an important part of the game. We talk to our centers about it all the time. Again, that's the first battle of your shift, so you want to win it.
It's the final game before break. I know, Coach, you always stress take these first 20 minutes at a time and not think about, you know, the end result. What is it going to take for your team to get a win this afternoon?
Well, you know, the message was how well we played the second and third in terms of our compete level and our battle level, and that's how we have to start the game. We have to start with that mentality. We need to score first. You know, we've got to win battles. That, you know, that's face-offs. It's 50-50 pucks. You know, I think we need to. I think there's times when we hesitate on 50-50 pucks, thinking we're going to gain possession instead of just coming back hard. And we just need to be committed to being a 200-foot team that's going to come back and put a lot of back pressure on opponents, and especially against a team like Mercer. So, but again, just come out, battle hard, you know. But the other thing is just go out and have fun. And this is our last game of 2018. Let's see if we can finish on a positive.
Sounds like a good plan. Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.